Welcome to another Signal podcast. Our own Leah Garavelli recently spoke with nurse Molly Wallace about the recently new H1N1 virus, also known as swine flu, and how we can avoid an outbreak here at Ouachita.
I think what we're doing is with trying to be informative with our students. Dr. Cluck is being really good with emails and keeping updated that way, so it's really important. And it would be good for the students if, when they got those, if they would take a quick look at them. I know we are, I know they've put like things like Germex and things like that in the residence halls in different places. So that's one of the things that we've done.
So how concerned are you personally about an outbreak of H1N1 happening at Ouachita?
I think it's inevitable that we are going to have students with this. It's hard to predict really how bad it's going to be. If it is as mild as we've seen lately, then it's something we'll just have to deal with and have to do the best we can on keeping it as contained as we can. But it's going to be here, but we just are not going to know how bad it's going to be on our campus. I just really encourage students that if they do feel like they're sick, that if they would either call health services or come by, and we can, determine what we need to do, making sure if they are sick and we have diagnosed them with the flu, if they would stay in the rooms and not to go to class and not to go to social events, and they're recommending them to stay inside until they've been fever-free for 24 hours.
Well, that brings me another question. Do you think there are any plans to close down any of the big events at Ouachita with this event?
Not at this time, and that's what the CDC is, their goal is not to have to close down. And it'll be Ouachita's goal not to close down sporting events and concerts and big events like that. If it comes to that, I'm sure they would. But at this point, that's our goal, is to try to catch them early, try to get them isolated, and hopefully stay in isolated so we won't have just too wide of a spread of it.
How bad do you think it'd have to get before we consider closing down school or school
camps? It'll just probably have to depend on how many faculty and staff are involved, and how many students are involved before that decision can be made.
Thank you.